Your daily epidemic response committee update on 95BFM.
Indeed it is, and Laura and Jessica have been watching the live stream today, bringing us these keynotes. Tuesday's epidemic response committee focuses on business and employment, the government's response to extend level 4 and to move to level 3 next week. The committee will look at the capacity for contact tracing and the overall economic impacts. On the agenda, Minister for Small Business Stuart Nash, Minister of Employment Willie Jackson and Minister of Finance Grant Robertson were in attendance to discuss Aotearoa's economic response, including the government's plans to assist small business people who have lost their jobs. The committee begins with Stuart Nash, Minister for Small Businesses. First priority was to mitigate health risk. Nash emphasised a shift from survival to recovery and mitigating risks to the economy. Every small business needs to prepare for level 3 as it is not a return to pre-COVID days. It is more like a waiting room. Eliminating the virus and staying in level 4 and 3 longer is better for the economy than going back to level 4 in the long term. He acknowledged incredibly difficult times for businesses and that the key to survival is cash flow. As the pressure of paying employees rent costs, reduced demand all have placed strain on businesses. The finance minister's $12 billion wage subsidy package has been crucial for small businesses, as well as the tax system to support small businesses. Without these measures, many more businesses would likely have not survived. The speed of this package allowed immediate cash flow for businesses, and 25 million packages have been made available for small businesses. Chair of the committee, Simon Bridges, asked Nash how many businesses will go out of business because of the longer period in lockdown and 2 weeks at level 3. Nash said taking the extra 7 days, it is not an either or. Working together and getting the health response right is better for the economy. Ensuring we get it right will save businesses, because we do not want to revert back once we leave level 4, and if we get our health response right, our economy will recover faster. Cabinet will make the decision after 2 weeks in level 3 whether it is appropriate to begin restarting the economy. However, protecting the health and well-being of New Zealanders is important at this time. 400,000 to 500,000 workers will be returning to work, and while the hospitality sector will not be able to come back at level 3, Nash insists that these businesses should be looking for ways to innovate and provide under level 3 to generate revenue. Bridges questioned whether Nash had advocated for small businesses in Cabinet and stated that he believed the numbers of people returning to work were inflated, particularly as the construction industry may be unable to meet social distancing regulations. Plumbers, real estate agencies and electricians will be unable to operate in the typical fashion. Nash emphasised that level 3 was not a return to pre-COVID-19 and is a waiting room. Many workers will still be working from home and many businesses will be unable to open. However, at level 3 many will operate, just not business as usual, but in a safe way. The committee emphasised tax changes will only help businesses that make a profit. A 33% tax rate is not going to replace the loss of income as well as cost. Small and medium enterprises need a cash injection like the Australian government. Bridges further stating that the wage subsidy is not enough, as businesses will still be accumulating costs. Nash said the package was aimed directly at those who have made a loss, and that Australia's model will only see money delivered to businesses in May. The upcoming budget will include an economic package, but he understands it will be tough for businesses. Businesses need to be innovative and trade online, move to the click and collect model, and enforcing level 4 restrictions and going hard and going early, Nash said, we've saved lives. The conversation later delved into those who are most vulnerable, with Willie Jackson reminded that many vulnerable groups have been sacrificial lambs in the past. How can we ensure jobs are well paid and don't cause further inequalities? Government has targeted funding in specific regions and continues to work with specific groups. However, the disability sector also needs support. Jackson says government has made a good start with the wage subsidies and the frameworks are in place, but a huge amount of work needs to be done to continue to support these groups. In today's Epidemic Response Committee, the opposition questioned the government's COVID-19 response and expressed concern for the overall economic impacts of extending level 4 and moving the level 3 for at least 2 weeks. Minister for Small Business Stuart Nash emphasised the move from survival to recovery in Level 3 and the report that would be available for viable businesses. Nash acknowledged that cash flow is a key issue as accumulating costs have placed strain on businesses, and New Zealand's more cautious response to go hard and go early will be better for economic recovery long term. Willie Jackson, Minister of Employment, highlighted the importance of supporting vulnerable groups such as Māori and those living with disabilities. Jackson supported the government's response and said there was need to continue targeted funding in specific regions and continue work with specific groups. That was your little summary there. Tomorrow's Epidemic Response Committee will have a range of voices from the health sector with some emphasis on the vulnerabilities of these industries. On the agenda, members of the New Zealand Medical Association, Aged Care Association, Pharmacy Guild of New Zealand, Disability Support Network and Dental Association will provide their insights into the COVID-19 pandemic. Epidemiologist David Skegg will also be joining the committee to give his insights on the risks for each sector and nuances at operating at each level.
That was your EDC update on 95BFM.